My dear friends, this is Dominic Solo, Christ Intervention Ministries. Always good to be with you. I hear so many people go, oh, I want to be in the ministry. Really? What's holding you back? What's stopping you? Are you saying you want to be a hireling? Are you saying you want to be a wolf in sheep's clothing? Or are you saying you have a calling on you? If you have a calling on you, you shouldn't be saying, I want to be in the ministry. You should go do your calling. I mean, what are you called to do? I mean, if you have a calling, if God has laid his hand on you, it's really simple. There's something burning inside of you that you have to do. When God called me, when I was dying in those woods and he healed my body and I came out, I went and preached everything. I started preaching to crows. I started preaching to squirrels. I was preaching to pets. I was preaching to everything. I was getting microwaves delivered of demon spirits. I mean, I was all over the map. I had no training. I had no education in ministry. I had absolutely nothing. I birthed the street evangelism, counseling practice, all kinds of things took place with no training. When I got training, when I did some Bible school, I forgot how to evangelize and I had to relearn how to evangelize. I had to relearn to be Dominic. At Bible school, I just went for a while and it just almost destroyed me when I went to Bible school. So what are you really looking for? I mean, you're listening to this broadcast, you're looking for something. What is it you're looking for? Are you looking for man to accept you and say, put a little stamp on your shoulder, a little golden star on your forehead and say, okay, I recognize you, go clean the toilets. I recognize you, go sweep the floors. I recognize you, go mow the lawn. Now, I love the ministry, it helps. There's nothing wrong with the ministry of helps. I mean, we desperately need the ministry of helps. But I'm saying, you say you want to be in ministry. What is it that you want to do? What is stopping you? I mean, getting in ministry is easy. Staying in ministry is really tough. Paying the bills can be really tough. Dealing with all the emotional up and downs and the things that are happening with people and you're discipling people and they do crazy things and sometimes it can be really heartbreaking. But what are you talking about? You want to get in ministry. You just can walk out your front door and minister to the people in your neighborhood. You can get a prayer ministry. You can get a food ministry. You can get a clothing ministry. You can get an automobile driving people to church and to food stores, a nursing home ministry, a prison ministry. I mean, what are you waiting for? You're waiting for somebody to hold your hand? Are you sure you have a calling? I mean, God does not give his ministers a spirit of timidity. Or is this ministry just something for you to do because you can't get a job in the world? Is that the problem? There's a lot of people who come to ministry because they can't find a job in the world. And a lot of times they make terrible ministers because they just wander aimlessly. Even when they become a pastor of a church, there's no direction, there's no vision. I mean, do you have a vision? Do you have direction? Do you have a goal? I'm talking to you today like a father to a son or a father to a daughter. Do you have a goal? Do you have a direction? Step out and start doing it. Research it on the internet. What do you want to do? A nursing home? Go knock at nursing home doors. Can I pray with people? Can I invite people into one of your fellowship halls and minister to them? You know, go knock on a prison. You know, I want to minister in your prison. They'll tell you what you need. Everybody will tell you what you need. They'll tell you what you have to do. You can start a ministry in a park. I know people built great ministries from opening up their tailgates and giving hot meals and sandwiches out to the homeless. I mean, what do you want? Are you looking for, maybe the better question, are you looking for fame or fortune, or are you looking for ministry? Are you looking for personal recognition? Are you looking to build the kingdom? Maybe we've got to change the question. That could be possibly your problem, because your heart's not right with God. Your motives for ministry are not right with God, and that's your problem. And maybe you need to get a job in the world, because your heart has to line up with God. If you have a calling, your heart lines up with God. If you're a hireling, it lines up with the devil. That's all it lines up. It doesn't line up with God. It has nothing to do with it. Hirelings are religious. A calling is Christianity. God will show you in Jesus' name what your calling is. Love you. This is Dominic Solo. You can email me at goodnews@gate.net. God bless.